This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Documents from last week that were seized in the former president's home, and the fate of Liz Cheney, the congressman from Wyoming, hangs in the balance. Why do you care? Because it could be a referendum on what we may see in the future when it comes to the midterm elections. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. You know what? The best thing that happened, one of the best things that happened during my weekend, was when I went to fill up this weekend. I had, and I was like, of course, you know, I skid into the pumps, basically. Even though I always say I'm not going to do that. No, no, that's not a, that's a silly thing to do. You should still have enough gas in the tank. But I went to fill up, and it was $40 less than what it was back in March, $40, because I saved the receipts because I wanted to be able to look. And we're seeing the free fall of gas, which is great. We might see less than $3 a gallon in some parts of the country before the end of the year. Woohoo! That's something to get excited about. It takes a big, big, big pinch out of my budget, probably yours too, right? So the national average for a gallon of regular gas, $3.96 on Monday, just down a little bit from last week, but, oh, it's really fallen. I mean, like 21%, 21%. The high we actually hit was mid-June. So I think even if you're in a state like California where you are paying more, you're getting some relief. So now summer driving season is kind of at an end, but there's the return of school and the drop-offs at school. I see a lot of that, and that certainly helps. And then people tooling around doing what you do, running those errands or going to work, because, yeah, some people actually work in buildings once again. And you may have a fairly lengthy commute, or whatever your commute is, it's definitely helping. And you can see it. You can see it. It's sort of in, I think you can see it in the faces of people when you go to fill up your tank. I do. Because that used to be the conversation. Every time I pulled up somewhere, it didn't matter if I was at a Sunoco, a Shell, wherever, a Wawa convenience store. People would always grimace and make conversation about ouch and what they were paying, and with the stranger next to them. I had that happen to me many, many times. So if we are all feeling this relief, it's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. I want to talk about Salman Rushdie before I go into the Mar-a-Lago stuff. But this was just a terrible story that from over the weekend. We had some good news that he was taken off a ventilator so he could breathe on his own, and he's recovering. He was stabbed. I mean, here he was out speaking outside of Buffalo, and you know, someone jumped on the stage and stabbed him 10 times. Luckily, eventually that person was stopped, but the fact that they got to him, you know, he got to him in the first place is awful. I mean, for 10 years, he was pretty much driven underground, and he thought he was pretty free right now. I mean, he was living under heavy security, high secrecy in London. In 98, the Iranian government publicly distanced itself from the religious fatwa that was calling for his murder. And back then, he said, it looks like it's over. It means everything. It means freedom. Now, here he is, and the fatwa was handed down over his satirical novel, The Satanic Verses. But here he was speaking at an event, certainly not thinking that, and probably the people there, not thinking that he was going to be the target of somebody who absolutely had premeditated it. They just don't know the specific reason why, other than he had gotten a ticket to the event and drove there, knew he was going there, all of that. So there is some other motivation. Is it a religious motivation? Is it because of the fatwa? I mean, what's the reason? They have not released that yet. It's still in process, as he has been arrested for, among other things, attempted murder. But that was one of the sadder things to hear. And at first it looked like he might be more touch and go than now. Here he is recovering, which is still can't be easy, but he's recovering. And so that's the big news there, thank goodness. Because would the world have lost him to some nut that jumped on a stage and decided to wield a knife and hack at him? Ugh, awful. All right, was it a hatchet job? Was it justified? I mean, once again, it's the swirl of questions. Where is it a curious timing of the release or of the shakedown at Mar-a-Lago or what? So lots of media outlets have asked for the affidavit, the Justice Department's affidavit, to be unsealed, which would include details about the FBI's decision to search former President Donald Trump's Florida residence. But the Justice Department asked the judge to keep it sealed, saying it was part of the investigation into the handling of classified materials. The Justice Department argued that releasing the affidavit could hamper their investigation and potentially, this is, would make you curious, potentially harm those involved. So we kind of have the general nature of what's in this, but do we? And what was top secret? What was in this that was top secret? The former president and other Republicans have said that last week's search was politically motivated. In fact, the Don, Donald Trump, has lashed out at law enforcement in response to what happened and suggested that the FBI planted evidence but didn't have anything to support that claim. Also on Monday, the former president claimed the agents who searched Mar-a-Lago stole 3 passports. One was expired, along with everything else. The FBI says it follows search and seizure orders. From the courts, and that's it. And they return items that don't need to be retained for law enforcement purposes. So they offer to return that. So, wow. I was thinking of this the other day. When was the last time a former president or a president was tossed like that? Not since the Nixon administration, where they seized records, you know, from Nixon, who was in the White House. So will this amount to anything or not? Stay with us.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Man, right, Andy. We are here in the man cave / woman cave. Last conversation. So catch us up. What's been going on?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me back on your show. And since the last time we talked, I have completed the 5-book Lightning Brain series, of which the first book is The Growth of Lightning Brain, and I've also completed its sequel 3-book series, which is called The Keepers series. And in addition to that, I become the writing coach for one of my marketing partners, Prime Solutions, posted on my YouTube podcast channel.
Wow, so you're busy. So quickly, tell us where people can find those videos. What's your podcast channel?
All someone has to do is go into YouTube and Google CLIFF / RATZA, and what should come up first will be a circle icon picture of me, and it's called Writing Coach Cliff Ratza.
Great. So we'll be able to find you that way, obviously, under your name. Very, very easy to do that. So let's talk about that series, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, starting out there, and what's it all about. Tell us about the character and what the series is about.
Sure. The Girl with the Lightning Brain and the Lightning Brain series traces the odyssey of our main character, Electra Kittner, from just before her birth to when she's 21 years old, and she's in a helicopter crash at the very end of that book. The book is called The Lightning Brain, The Girl with Lightning Brain, because at birth, her mother is struck and killed by a lightning bolt, and the lightning bolt rewires
we're having a few little technical things happening here on the show. We'll get back to another day, Cliff Ratz's conversation, but few things that we can bop around with some odds and ends. It's because so much is going on here at the top of the week, you know, heading deeper into the week. Obviously, you know, we'll have more conversation about looking ahead to what's going to happen with the midterm elections. And I say this all the time. Listen, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. I really feel that still, even with the discord and the problems and some of the horrific things that have happened in the last couple of years. But you got to exercise that right to vote. You know, I never tell people what to do. It's the one thing that I would love to see more people do. Why? Because you have a stake in this. It's your money. It's your country. It's your community. And it so starts locally. And the more that you exercise that and get more involved with knowing, look, bond issues, et cetera, it makes a big difference. And where dollars are directed, you have a say in it. And we certainly have seen that when there have been some surprises that have taken place on the state level or even nationally because more people decided that they were going to turn out, because it's so easy to say it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. It's the same old nonsense, on and on and on. But it's not. It won't have to be the same old nonsense. The more people care, the better it is. All you have to do is go someplace else and see what happens when people are forced to stuff a ballot box, when there are people with guns in your face telling you what to do. And I've seen that. I saw that in Mexico. I saw what happened in Ecuador when I was down in Ecuador. And, you know, it's just such a privilege to be involved in and have some say with your vote in what's happening in the country, even if it doesn't feel like that. And even if you're disappointed in the end. So it just reminds me, because each week we get closer and closer with primaries and some of these races, who's going to represent Democrats in some cases or Republicans, depending on the district and whatnot. But interesting times, my friends. Interesting times, that's for sure. Okay, a couple of odds and ends that I came across that I find pretty interesting. I mean, we're coming up on, before you know it, Labor Day, which officially means the summer is over. And now we already, in some places, in some states, in some counties, kids are already going back to school. But some areas, they don't go back till after Labor Day. It just depends. At least when kids go back, we know that the gas prices will be cheaper, and that's a very, very, very good thing. But what happens in the classroom, and we've had discussions on the show about that, when now it's pretty much wide open. So by saying it's pretty much wide open, it means that some of obviously during the pandemic, not going to school and kids trying to play catch up, which they're still going to have to deal with that. And how far behind do some of these kids get when they're trying to play catch up from the last couple of years? Because the burnout that people feel working, I think there's burnout for a lot of the kids in what they've had to endure that was incredibly unusual in the situation we all found ourselves in. And I think it was particularly hard on kids of all ages. And especially you had kids making transitions. So kids who were in their senior year in high school and didn't do the normal things you would do there, and then going to college or a trade school or to work, and what they missed out on and how that affects them still moving forward. So this is a big, big, big school year, to say the least. And in between school, or if school isn't anything you have to worry about, people traveling, the thing you have to worry about is getting the flights, because more flights have been canceled. I talked about that a little bit in the first hour. But now the one thing that's different is that a lot of people getting on planes, it's up to you. You can wear a mask if you want to, but a lot of people getting on planes are not doing that. And then the whole quarantine thing, the CDC says people exposed to COVID-19 don't have to isolate. So remember, that was the big thing when you were traveling. What happens when you get somewhere and then you test positive for COVID? So with limited exceptions, only vaccinated foreign nationals can enter the U.S., but U.S. citizens can enter without being vaccinated. So that pre-departure testing hasn't been required. Now it's actually been a couple of months. So when you enter by air, land, or sea, it's much, much different than what it used to be. Air travel is back to normal for most citizens, other than the chaos of your flights are delayed or you can't get your flights because staff didn't show up and they slashed how many flights were leaving whatever airport you were at, which that is not good at all. But the other part of it is you don't have to do what used to be required when you went to an airport. So a much different atmosphere. And there's people going on cruises and cruise ships last month. You know, if someone was symptomatic, they were told to isolate or avoid close contact. But the guidelines are very different, too. And, what happened initially was all the testing beforehand. And some of the protocols are still in place, depending on the cruise line, and others not so much. They're relying on you to say if you got COVID and if you need to isolate or not. And I think that's pretty interesting. The big story that's hovering around Alec Baldwin on that Rust set about the gun is still up in the air. Speaking of the FBI, a forensic report says that the gun used by Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer could not have been fired without the pull of a trigger. So what does that mean for him? Ooh. To be continued, that mystery surrounding that. All right, stay with us. Much more to come on the flip side.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department does not want the affidavit supporting the search warrant of Mar-a-Lago to be made public. Several media organizations are seeking to unseal the document for public perusal, but the government says doing so would cause significant and irreparable damage to the ongoing criminal investigation. It was a week ago that former President Trump's Florida estate was searched for classified and or top secret documents. The actual warrant of the search was unsealed by a federal judge on Friday. An Iranian official has denied his country's involvement in the stabbing of renowned author Salman Rushdie. 33 years ago, Iran's supreme leader issued an edict demanding Rushdie's death. That decree still stands. over the novel, The Satanic Verses, whose depiction of the Prophet Muhammad was seen as blasphemous by some Muslims. Rushdie was taken off a ventilator over the weekend and is on the road to recovery, according to his agent. This is USA Radio News. Two former police officers in Minneapolis told a judge, no deal. They were charged in George Floyd's 2020 killing. Tao Zhao and Alexander Kung were working with Thomas Lane and Derek Chauvin when Chauvin pinned Floyd's neck to the ground for more than 9 minutes. Had Tao and Kung accepted the plea deals, they would have received 3-year sentences. Now a trial will take place in October. A federal bankruptcy judge has cleared the way for a defamation lawsuit to proceed in Connecticut against radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Jones is being sued for defamation by calling the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 a hoax. The case is continuing against Jones as an individual. His lawyer sought to move the case to federal bankruptcy court, bringing jury selection to a halt earlier this month. Jones was ordered to pay more than $45 million to the parents of one of the children killed in the shooting. Wall Street closed on a positive note. The Dow added 151 points. The Nasdaq gained close to 81. The S&P was up close to 17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Edward Dodge is in our virtual green room. His book is Family, a family doctor's memoir of life in Africa and the U.S. and many more. Boy, he has got some great stories as we talked off the air and has definitely traveled to a lot of interesting places. Edward, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
So talk about what made you write this. What made you decide, I'm going to get all these adventures down?
All right. Well, I wrote this book in 2018, and I'm in my 80s now, and I thought, you know, I want to leave something for my family, my descendants, not beyond my children, but my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so that they'll know a little bit about my life. So that was my incentive to write. But then, as always, I like to share information about what I've learned along the way, and information about health and so forth. So it's a combination of more. And there's the health information intertwined and things I've learned along the way.
Tell us about some of those stories. What have you learned along the way? Give us a couple of your powerful lessons.
Well, I grew up in Angola, Portuguese West Africa, and we lived up in the Dembush, which was a primitive area back in 1936. I was born in 36, and actually it was in 48 when we lived in the Dembush. I was 12 years old. And we saw wild game. We saw buffalo on the hillsides, like black Angus cattle, just grazing on the hillsides. And my dad would take a day off from his missionary work to go hunting, so we'd have some meat for our table. He had a good garden always. So we had adventures for I would hike 10 kilometers or more on these hunting hikes. And when he wasn't, I would go hunting on my own with a friend from the village, hunting for antelope or rabbit or whatever. So that was the and then you know what? When I came back to the States after age 14, I had never picked up a gun to hunt again. my hunting was done in my youth, and I've never been since then. So that was one interesting experience. Then in also in 48, we traveled across Africa from the west coast of Africa, Luanda, and Angola, the capital city, to Beira in Mozambique on the eastern coast of Africa. And we go across, at that time, many poorly charted areas, just sand, dirt, roads, and we got stuck and had broken planks and all sorts of things. But we made it. We traveled in a family van, and Dad and Mom were in front, and I was 12 years old, and he would let me drive at times. I was just done with him. And then I had a sister 2 years younger than me, and then a younger brother and baby sister. And they lay back on our suitcases that were covered with a soft mattress. So they were basically the trip lying down. And it was an interesting trip. We crossed many rivers with ferries and Rhodesia, which was Zimbabwe was then called Rhodesia. We had a 2 month furlough in Rhodesia, and so I got to begin. We set it up in the Nyanga Mountains, and that was an interesting experience. It's we just dabbled in the pools of the streams coming down the mountainside. We were in the cabin, and so this stuff. Lots of enjoyable experiences like that that stick in my memory.
Wow, and what a gift to your children, but all of us listening to this that are really wanting to go on our bucket list to Africa, and you got to experience it in a whole different way, so untouched, where it was just like this trip with your family, and oh yeah, we found, you know, this stream, and then there we were in the mountain. That is an amazing experience, which of course today people would spend a lot of money to get to do what you did, so you realize that how lucky you are, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, you couldn't duplicate that today. I mean, Africa has become a much different place than it was in 1948.
Yeah.
A lot of roads. But we encountered leopards and other wildlife on that trip, too. So, yes, it was an experience. And, my mother homeschooled us with the Winnetka school system out of Winnetka, Illinois. And as far as to keep up with our school, she had us keep a diary of everything we did during that trip across Africa and the 2 months in Rhodesia. And the result was that a handwritten book called Trip Across Africa, I believe that, something like that, that my sister and I produced at age 12 and 10. And I still have that handwritten book. It wasn't published anywhere else, but it was a very good experience. It tells about our experiences on that trip.
Wow. How fun. What a fun memory. And then what was it like when you made the leap to the U.S.?
Well, that was kind of a culture shock. We came back. My dad was appointed to be a secretary for African Europe for the Methodist Board of Missions. They were Methodist missionaries. And so we went to the New York area, and we lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, which was sort of a bedroom community. People lived there and took the Erie Railroad into New York. And it was a culture shock for me. I was this kid from Africa, and I didn't know anything about American sports. I read about baseball. I knew about baseball, but I didn't know anything about any other sports. For the first time in gym, I was into basketball. I cradled it in my arms and ran down to the other goal. And if I didn't dribble, I just ran with it and tossed it up. And everybody in the gym howled. It was so funny.
I can almost, I can like visualize that. Yes. Wow. And then you go from those childhood experiences to becoming a doctor. What made you become a doctor?
Well, you know, that's an interesting story, too. Dr. Kemp was our mission doctor in Angola, and I always admired him, but I fainted at the sight of blood. I figured I could never be a doctor. I majored in biology. I loved biology at college, and I planned to become a biology teacher. But I was critical of the last courses I took to get certified as a teacher. I was critical of our head of department and the department of, and I burned my bridges. And I thought, well, what can I do with my biology if I can't teach? And I said, well, maybe I can overcome this thinking problem and become a doctor. So I brought a study for medical school, took an extra year, qualified, went to Indiana University. My freshman year, another student from Taylor was 2 years ahead of me. He's a junior at medical school. Invited me to go into a surgery with him, and he had approval of his doctors. So he taught me how to wash gown up and everything, and we went into the operating room, and they were doing this orthopedic operation, sawing on a major leg bone, and blood was dirty from the leg bone, and I fainted dead away. And they had to drag me out of the operating room. And I was fine. And I never painted at the sight of blood after that. That cured me.
And certainly as a doctor, we'd be remiss not to ask you this. And again, we're speaking with Edward Dodge, family of Family Doctor's Memoir of Life in Africa and the U.S. and many more. You can get it on Amazon or wherever great books are sold, by the way. What is it that we should watch out for these days? Boy, it is like a minefield when it comes to health and wellness and doctor visits and everything in between.
Well, you know, medicine has changed enormously since I graduated. It's now become most doctors now work for a hospital system or so forth, but they're not individual solo doctors as was the case when I graduated. I was not a solo doctor, I was in a small 3 or so man group. And it's changed a great deal. Now the doctors have torn loyalties, I think, to the patient, but also to the organization they work for, and that makes it tough. It's a minefield, I agree. And I think all you can do is find a family doctor that you trust and do your best. One of the things that I learned in the course of my practice through the years, you know, patients have their own healing power. 75% of the illnesses we encounter can be prevented by just the people's healthy lifestyle or changes in their lives. And we have more inner healing power than we realize. And I think that out in the book, too. So I really recommend that high. Do your very best to live so you don't have to go see the doctor.
Boy, isn't that true. Do what you can. Absolutely. We have like 30 seconds left. What do you hope people take away from reading this book?
Well, I hope you enjoy it, first, as a story. And then secondly, I also emphasize the very crucial importance of family. I think family is the bedrock of society. And the crucial importance of family. Do all you can to hold your families together and nourish your families. That's the message.
Love it. Edward Dodge, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wait till you hear the title of this book, and we're going to introduce you to such an interesting man, an interesting author, How to Get 100% Better Sex Between Married Couples. And why is that important? We're going to talk to him about that and what he talks about in the book. Pastor Frank DeMornay joins us now, and he, again, is the writer of this book. Pastor, first of all, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, and I thank you, God, because God gave me this special opportunity to talk to you and to talk to your listeners. God bless everybody.
So how did this book come about? Why did you write this book?
You know, the problem is when you take a look on the marriage relationship, in general, you see they have so much problem. You know, the relationship, is not working well. And the grace God put on me, on my life, and my 29 years experience relationship with my wife, and my 700 a free counseling I did before for 700 couples, and all those testimonial, good testimonial I received from them, and I see this is a big problem, in the marriage relationship, because the couples need good information, and that's the main reason God put that in my mind, in my life, and I took like 3 months, to write this book.
And so you definitely have the credibility because you got the data, as we would say, from all the couples that you dealt with. Is part of this just a lack of communication?
Yes, the communication is everything. That's the main reason God created human, because God looking for communication. But if you a couple, they are together, they don't have a good way to communicate, that's a problem to start. That's a big problem. And everything in life, people need to learn that. That's the main reason this book is not going to let people to guess anything. Everything is in the book to help them to communicate to your spouse.
And what happens when you don't communicate with your spouse?
Oh, if you don't communicate, this relationship is dead, you know, it's dead. Even though people for, you know, just for the society, they stay together to take care of your kids or to let people know, you know, it's like everything is working well, but they are just hypocrites, you know. So people need to learn how to communicate, and especially, you know, in the marriage relationship, this is a special communication. It's not just a human being to human being, but people need to learn that.
In the communication process, and you talk about in the book, is there's a thing about keeping score where somebody doesn't let something go and it just becomes overwhelming. And so much of that intimacy or love or handholding or any of that kind of slides by the wayside. Did you see that a lot?
Well, this is a problem because people don't have a very good intimacy right now. People is just, you know, most of them, they are together for, you know, for the money the man has or the money the woman has, you know. But they don't have a real intimacy. That's the reason why God, you know, put in my mind to encourage me to write this book, because that's very, very important to learn how to communicate, because that's a very nice life, kid. When your husband hold your hand and he call you honey, you know, sweetie, and all those things, that make you feel like, you know, life is a smooth relationship, you know. That's what we are looking for, to treat people, you know, with good love, and especially the love God put in our heart for each other, and especially in the marriage relationship.
So when you sat down and you said it took 3 months to write this and then you broke it out, in the communication process of this, what do you think is the biggest problem overall? What is the biggest obstacle? Is it our culture? Is it stress? Is it what you said? It's about the staying together for money or whatever it is, and you get lost in what life is and you forget the partner.
I'm going to amaze you with this answer. You're going to be astonished. I got a couple I have counseling with them last year, and the young lady said to me, Pastor, anytime I want to express my love to my partner, I just, you know, I feel it. I have it in my inside of me, but I cannot put it out. So it's like, they call that, you're timid. This is the right word. Timid is like, People scared to talk. And especially, you know, this is a taboo subject. Mm-hmm. You know, this is taboo topic. That's the main reason in the counseling, you know, usually I do, I encourage people, please talk. Because if you don't talk, you cannot express what you have in your inside of you for your partner. And this is what you're going to express to him or to her, that's going to make him or her open to you, and now the love going to, you know, to bloom.
I like how you said that the love would bloom, because then that's your big obstacle. You get it out there in the open, and it's out of the way. What do you hope people take away from reading How to Get 100% Better Sex Between Married Couples?
The best thing they're going to take away from this, and I'm pretty sure, and the couple don't need to guess anymore. The conversation, the communication, I put, you know, the conversation information in the book, how to start from, you know, from the moment you take, you need to spend a good time with your partner. You know, I put the communication, the exact words. Mm-hmm. You have to talk to your partner, and to take, let's say, the man as a head of the family. You know, the word, you have to start with the conversation with her, and how to take her with you from the bathroom to the bedroom. And after that, to take her straight to the bed, and I'm telling you, you are not going to right now. Men don't need to guess anything, because I wrote in the book three steps to take. Three steps, easy to follow. Repeat that?
Yeah, the three steps, what to do. So we're not going to give it away, but you have three steps that will change everything once you break down that communication.
Yes, the three steps, three steps, when I said three steps, so as soon as you get your wife with you, in the bed with you, so I tell you exactly in the chapter 5, what to do first, and second, and third. And when you do all those three together, and it's not a big deal, because I tell you, when you know what to do, it's like going to somewhere, you just start your car, you know how to get there, And it's the same thing, you're going to do step number one first, number two, and number three. It's like simultaneously. As soon as you start all those three, and the lady, your wife, going to start enjoy the moment, and you're going to feel like you are the man. And I'm telling you, in chapter 5, Kate, the problem is solved.
All right, so chapter 5 is the chapter. Pastor Frank DeMornay, it is how to get 100% better sex between married couples. And you can go to the website, PastorFrankDeMornay.com. And it's Frank, by the way, FRANCK, DeMornay, DUMORNAY. Again, Pastor.com. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate, and I thank you, your listeners, and I thank God because, this is a great moment, and I'm pretty sure, Kate, you are helping your listeners, and they will call you, they will, email you, they will thank you for that, because this information, this is exactly what they need to get their, relationship going smoothly with any problem at all. God bless. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep, better relationships, that's where it's at. Thanks, Pastor. So it's interesting what the pastor's saying is, if you heard at the beginning of this, he talked about the couples that he counseled and what he kept seeing over and over again. And he's right, it's so taboo. How do you talk about this when you don't want to talk about this? But how important is that communication, especially between couples? And what do we constantly see on this show? And what are we talking about when we're talking about our culture and the things that are happening and how people are so torn apart, and what's going on with families, and what's going on with the closeness and the communication and all of that, and then the stress of what happens in your everyday life that pulls you further apart from the person that you're with. And I think he certainly said that, and what he saw, and what is it that you need to do. If somebody needs some guidance, if they need the step-by-step, that's what he's saying and why he emphasized that. It's a pretty intriguing stuff for sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.